Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the Adamico International Shipping third quarter, 9 months, 2016 results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Marco Fiori, Chief Executive Officer of the Adamico International Shipping. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, good afternoon, and thank you for being on this conference call. This is to comment the Q3 results and the first 9 months of the year. I'm here with Carlos Balestra di Mottola, the CFO, and it's with a certain amount of pleasure, not enormous, but just a little bit of pleasure, that we can say that the first 9 months we still maintain the company in the black, with a net profit of $6.1 million. As you know, we started the year in a strong way, but Q3 was kind of a very negative quarter. We have been affected like everybody else in shipping in our segments, and I must say that we've been performing quite well because we've been keeping the company still in the black after the third quarter. Another good point of the company that then we can discuss later on is that we continue to have a strong cash flow generation at the level of 58 million US dollars. So as I said, we have a net profit of 6.1 million the first 9 months, and if you take alone, standalone the Q3, we will have a net loss of 7.5 million. And if you compare it to 9 months of last year, we had a profit of 44.8 million. And just Q3 in 15 and Q3 in 16 would have been in 15, 14.7 million during Q3 15 and negative 7.5 million in Q3 16. This just to give you an idea of the kind of the volatility that we had in this Q3. Mainly was for many market-related items. We can talk about them. We will talk about them later. But I must say that I'm kind of pleased to say that we've been able to maintain still a positive 9 months figure. As a spot, we generated, in the first 9 months, we generated $14,528 per day. And same 9 months for last year was $19,739. So there is a swing already of $5,000 comparing 9 months of last year with 9 months of this year. On this year, the Q1 of the 16 was $18,076. Q2 was much lower, $15,560, but still profitable. And in Q3 instead of this year, we did an average of $10,101, which I must say is among the lowest number I've seen acting in product tankers in the last 15, 20 years that I've been working. We think that Q4 is going to be a more positive quarter. We have started to see already a pickup in rates from the end of October compared to the beginning of October. So I think we can start saying that probably slowly things will start smoothing out, and probably we can still close the year on a positive note, on a positive number. As when we come to coverage, the TC, we had 47.3 of coverage in the 9 months, with an average rate of $15,959. This, thanks to these kind of numbers, we've been able to mitigate the hit of negative spot market like we had in Q3. And I must say, it's not a chance, but it's part of the strategy of the company of having a certain coverage in order to offset these kind of negative circumstances you can have from time to time occurring. Total TC, we had an average of 15,206 in the first 9 months, which compares to 17,660. This is the number of the average between the cover days and the spot days. Number four, fleet profile. This is kind of a slide we keep, and you've always seen the fleet at this point is 50.8 ships. Mainly they are MRs. We have 48.8 MRs and 10 handies. All most of it is IMO. Most of it is very young ships, 7.8 years, in compliance with all of the rules. And especially we have 22 new buildings ordered since 2012. 13 ships delivered and 9 are still to be delivered. Fixed TC with main players, I think that continues to be a strategy. All the oil majors see them continuously, and we have a lot of ships on long-term ties to them. Page 6, market overview, very simple this. You can see that the spot has been plunging below the 1 year, 3 year, 5 year line. This has been mainly the fact that what's been bringing us in this market, difficult to have some TCs. And you can see also in the chart next to it how second-hand new prices and 1 year TC rates have been going down kind of dramatically. On the other hand, new buildings and younger ships have not been impacted as much by this trend, in which this is a good thing. What happened during Q3? Big built-up in refined products. Since the end of 14, when the market started booming, refineries have been increasing their production, and then large deliveries of product tankers. 89 ships delivered up to September 16th. Now, this is a trend, the one of the ships delivered, is a trend that is very much has a very finite horizon, because the next year already there's much less. And you see that there is another slide on page 20, where you see the order book, and you see the 2017 order book. It is one of the slowest order books that you have in the next year, but we can see that later on. We can go now to move to page 7, refinery margins cracking at throughput. Cracking, you can see this has been increasing dramatically, depending on the margin, especially due to the margins of refineries. And there is a strong correlation between margins of refineries and rates on product tankers. As a matter of fact, as the margin goes up, refineries are incentivized to refine more and more products. And therefore, there is more products to be distributed in the world, and there is more request for ships. So I think that this is kind of something we have to consider important, is to see that everything is correlated to the price of oil, but especially to the refining margins of refineries. We can go to the next page. Why the market has corrected? Mainly, we can see that it's been due to the fact that there was a lot of inventory that was attached in the market, started building, and the stocks have been building up, as we said, of inventory. Then naturally, there's also the concept of the new ships that had to be delivered, and especially there was also the fact that the world also on the demand side has not been expanding dramatically as we would have liked to. Okay, then we can go to page 9. Page 9, we can see that there is a certain point, a peak. Interesting on this chart, there is a big lack of demand in 2009, where you see seaborne trade and refinery support going down. You can see how kind of correlated are these two lines, and now slowly starting to pick up again. So this is a factor that's very positive in our business, because we can see that we're going through a difficult period of Q3, but already Q4, they start feeling that there is already an improvement, and the fundamentals for 2017 are certainly positive, and we can talk that on the Q&A session. Trade flows, constant. There's been, as usual, a lot of products moved out of China. I think the big refineries have always been the Middle Eastern refineries, moving out of the Middle East, outside. Indian refineries have been less present in the trade. India's been consuming a lot of what's been refined in India, in the domestic market, so less demand of products. Big growth in import the last 5 years was Asia, excluding China and India, because they produce their products, but the rest of Asia has been a very big importer. On to go to page 11, how we are positioned to benefit from the Mexican market recovery. I think here, I think Carlos probably can give you a little bit better of a feeling about all of this.
Yes, hello to everyone. Marco already mentioned of our important building program. As of 30th September, we still had 9 vessels to be delivered for a total investment outstanding of around $266 million. Of the remaining capex, 84% will be financed through bank debt, which means that we still have a residual $43 million in equity to put ourselves into these vessels. In terms of coverage going forward, the last quarter of the year, the coverage goes down slightly relative to what we have experienced in the first 9 months of 2016, where we benefited from a coverage of 47% of total employment days. It goes down to 39%. The positive aspect is that the average rate at which these vessels these days are fixed is increasing over the next few years. So we move from around 16,100 in the last quarter of 2016 to 16,300 in 2017 and almost 16,600 in 2018. We are actively looking for new opportunities to cover our vessels with oil majors. Our relationships with oil majors are, as you know well, an important part of our commercial strategy, and that gives us much more certainty of income even when markets are difficult, because we know we can count on reliable counterparties. So hopefully we will be able to fix a few more of our vessels over the next few months and bring up this coverage percentage closer to what our target is of between 40 and 60%. The financial strength of the company, we always look at the relationship between the net financial position and the fleet market value, which is based on estimates from a prime brokerage house. We always use the same one, and they estimated our fleet to be at $728 million as of 30th of September, and therefore this relationship rose from 53% at the end of December 15 to 67%. It is definitely an important increase, but it's still a comfortable figure. But of course that means that there is less space now for increases in indebtedness without for increases in indebtedness without causing potential issues with bank covenants. The positive aspect, I would say, which was already mentioned in the beginning of the call, is that we generated a lot of cash in the first 9 months of the year, almost $58 million in operating cash flow. If we look at the key figures of the P&L over the period, once again, a profit of $6 million over the 9 months. Of course, the Q3, due to the weak spot market, was not exceptional, and we recorded a loss of $7.5 million. Yeah, there's not much else to say here. I mean, the daily averages we already looked at. So I would pass on to page 17, Once again, here we have a look at the evolution of the fleet market value, and we see this decreasing between December 15 and September this year. Most of the increase occurred in the first 6 months of the year, in the last quarter, and nonetheless there was a decrease from 746 to 728. We believe that prices are now really bottoming out, and that they are being severely affected by the lack of liquidity, so only a few transactions can bring down the whole value curve, and especially for the older vessels, it's having a very negative impact. If we look at the NAV of our fleet, it's still $242 million, so it's still considerable relative to our market cap, and our shares are trading as at the end of September at a discount of 35% to NAV. If you look at the share price today, this discount, of course, is even more important. So we believe there is a lot of value, given that the vessel prices are really trading close to historical lows. I pass it over to Marco.
Yeah, mainly now in the medium term, what we think is going to happen in the medium term. I think that we have to try and base ourselves what are going to be the trends that are going to be mainly moving on the market. On one hand, we see a refinery growth which is constant, so that should be helpful on our trade volumes. We see that there's going to be some lulls, a little bit of building refineries in the Middle East, but that should pick up right away in 19, 20, 21. There should be a big pickup in the Middle East, and especially also in Asia. They continue also to be building up. And at the same time, if you can see on page 19, there's a negative growth on the European side, the OECD others, so this is the destruction of capacity addition in Europe, and instead it's going to be added far away. So this is going to continue to support the story of the refined products being refined far away from where they're getting consumed and needing ships to be moved from one place to the other. I think that we can change, go to the second page, so we can see that there's going to be good capacity addition. And second thing, which is very important, the chart on high on the right side is the delivery schedule. You can see that there is an order book that's decreasing dramatically. No new orders have been placed. And I think that this is going to be impacting very much the market in the next years. There are also growing regulations, changes of regulation, ballast water treatment, plants which are older ships are going to have to be equipped if they're not equipped already. There's going to be lower sulfur fuel to be burned by 2020. So there are also some regulatory changes which are going to be imposed slowly in the industry, and therefore making modern ships, modern fleets like ours, and especially ships which are eco, certainly a better player in markets that are becoming a little bit more competitive. I must say that going back on the general terms, Q3 has been very tough, probably one of the toughest quarters we ever had lately. I'm very glad it's over. We start seeing, as I said, an improvement of the market. We're coming up from the low levels of Q3. And I think what's good, however, that we had a strong Q1 and Q2 to help us mitigate a little bit the impact of this Q3. Q4 is starting already to look a little bit better. So I think that with our eye on the fact of the reduced capacity, reduced delivery of ships, probably scrapping that's going to happen because ships are becoming more expensive to be updated, and so probably are going to be scrapped. I think that we have a kind of a bright future waiting for us ahead. And I don't think that's very far away. I think we start seeing already in 17 a good market. As usual, the important thing for us is to seize the opportunities. The new buildings that we did are still at competitive prices today, so we didn't overpay for them. So I think we are very well positioned for the market in the next future. As far as I'm concerned, I think this can conclude it, and I'm ready if you have any questions. I think Carlos and myself are ready for any questions. Thank you.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone.
Well, I guess we've been very exhaustive in explaining all of this very well. Anyhow, we're always available if you have any questions. Just to summarize, Q1, Q2 were strong quarters. Q3, as we always expect, has been very weak. We expect to keep the company in the black also for the end of the year. We hope we can manage to do that. So I think we have a rolling plan to move into 2017, where there's going to be general conditions that are going to be a little bit more favorable to shipping and especially to product tanker shipping for companies like ours. Thank you very much, and talk to you for the results. I think it should be February or March, or February 2nd of March for the results of the end of year and Q4. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.